We focus our attention to Armenia and Armenian-related matters. Nikol Pashinyan, the acting Prime Minister of Armenia, has claimed victory in a snap parliamentary election he had called in an effort to defuse a political crisis. Now, this following what many may call a disastrous war with Azerbaijan. With 75% of results declared, Pashinyan's civil contract party had 55.61% of the vote on Monday. Now, the electoral alliance of his top rival, former President Robert Kokorian, had 20% of the vote, according to the Central Election Committee, or the CEC. Joining us this evening to talk of matters coming out of Armenia is Tevan J. Pogsian, President, International Center for Human Development, or the ICHD, joining us live from Yerevan, Armenia. Good evening, Tevan.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us. Nikol, Pashinyan's civil contract party having 55.61% of the vote with two-thirds of the ballot counted. I mean, why is this important and why is he still so popular?
First of all, to understand the popularity, we need to check the real numbers. Now, according to Armenia, we have about 2,500,000 voters. In reality, the only 48% of population who has right for vote has participated, which meaning that it's already 50% less. And then out of that, he got only about 50%, which meaning that only one-fourth of Armenian population has a right to vote supported him. And issue here was, I think, much more on the way that he strongly used administrative resource and strongly used financial means, tried to engage his guys to go and support and participate in election when the all others fail to encourage voters to go to precincts and count their vote.
How is the civil contract party viewed? I mean, is it viewed as a pro-Western type of party, or what are its leanings in the area?
Honestly saying, the guys in the same party saying that they don't have any isms. It's very difficult to understand from which value system they are. Are they conservative? Are they liberal? Are they socialists? Are they what kind of ideas? And trying to trick by saying that we are pro-Armenian. But whatever steps they're doing, it's for the population, it always remains an idea that sometimes they're playing the game to be like a pro-Western, but doing everything what as Moscow will tell them, or sometimes trying to play the game. Just the point is that majority of these guys who was in the Pashinyan team, they previously has been from the Soros Foundation activity NGOs, from Eurasia Foundation, from Western donors supported organizations or work in their organizations. And that's why the image of pro-Western still there. Like one simple idea. We have a guy who is a head of the National Security Council. In Armenia, we have about like around 50 local media outlets, media companies who working in Armenia and have Armenian origin. But he never giving interview to them, but he's always permanently giving interview to Radio Free Europe or Radio America. And this is making the population think that these guys may be the only National Security Council chairman who giving interviews only to American media outlets instead of local.
Looking at the war, I mean, many may say that it didn't go as Mr. You know, the government had planned, with losing territory as well as many being killed in that encounter with Azerbaijan. Did his popularity rise? Is this what the Armenian people want, to see a continuous conflict with Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh?
First of all, whatever the public would like to see, it's coming from the national idea. National idea, or the same Nikol Pashinyan, let's say that. He was the person who went to Stepanakert, which is capital of Artsakh Republic, and say Artsakh is Armenia and full stop. Now, the same guy wasn't been able to manage properly negotiation process, failed, and at the end play so-called lose war. And many didn't understand why during the wartime he didn't properly organize state to be ready for the military actions. And that's why people consider that sometimes it has been not just simply honest participation, but it has been a kind of a performance to lose the war, and he playing a dirty game with Azerbaijan and Turkey, much more to serve their interest than the local Armenian interest. But why the people went and vote for that? As I said, that it's only one force, and many of them has their own logic. Once has been saying that we don't like to see any more time war. Maybe this is would be that if we will give up everything to Azeris and Turks, they will not come by the war. Some of the people considering or living in a condition that, like previous guys, has been stalling everything, and I'm not able to build my life, and see like Nikol could help me. Many have their own ideas to participate. But again, if you will be taking that administrative resources has been used, which meaning that about 200,000 people in Armenia are strongly working for the state agencies. And if you even taking like one third of that has been administrative resources, another one third has been army, which has been voted or police, or let's say law enforcement agency. And then it's coming that he maybe have about 200,000 or around something like this people who would be much more still live in trust with Nikol than with the other political forces. And let's not forget that the propaganda about the all previous leaders of Armenia, like Levonter Petrosyan, Robert Koch, and Serzh Alexyan, who has been participating in the elections, has been going with the negative idea that a lot of people start to say that we don't like that foreigners came, we don't like that Nikol B, but there is no anyone who would attract me for them to go to the vote. But that's why majority didn't went to the for voting. And some people in the alternative of whom to select much more maybe prefer Nikol than the previous guys. In any way, I would say that the situation which we have, the political elections which has been proposed to resolve all political turmoil and crisis in Armenia, I don't think that it would have finally resolved it. Instead of that, I think we would be seeing in the future much more deeper political crisis in Armenia than we have before election.
Tivan, one more thing before I let you go. I mean, we've seen the situation with many former Soviet republics. You name them, you know, from the east to the west, Armenians, northern and, you know, and eastern neighbors. And you've seen Russia play, especially in the Putin years, a greater influence in the way their politics are managed. Is it the same situation in Armenia that Russia has a major influence, that what Moscow says, well, you better listen to very attentively?
See, like many times we have this, and it's always permanently in our daily agenda. But it's coming to the point that even now, Nikol Pashinyan policy, at the end, after the 3 years being in the ruling government and losing to the war, make that now the whole security system are under Russians, which he is kind of a transferred. And that's why whenever the other providing security, definitely you will be considering much stronger their influence in your decision making. Russia helped by sending peacekeepers to stop the war in Artsakh Republic and kind of allow and help Armenians not to see the genocide second time because it has been. Now, if you're considering today, the chief of staff of Armenia army has been saying that they are negotiating that the Russian peacekeepers would come and stay on the border with Azerbaijan and control the border, which meaning that Armenia lost to Azerbaijan its own security staff and don't have anything else instead of building up its own army, instead of taking up the risk for security, instead of being able to defend its own border. They deciding to deliver it to Russians and ask Russians, beg Russians, come and stand there. Then if Russia would come and provide that security, definitely you will be under the influence of Russia. It's particular case with Armenia. But in all the other places, definitely in Armenia and even in the old countries, you're taking into account interest of the United States, Russia, China, many, many others. And we need to understand geography of Armenia. From the west, we have Turkey, who is still keeping up his genocidal policy. And that's why we need Russia to support. And from the east, we have Azerbaijan, who is just 44 days try to kill the all Armenians in Artsakh. And this is making our security even much weaker situation. Hence, that would be the one of the ideas that everyone would be saying, that whatever the Russia would wish any government in Armenia would be taking very, very strongly into account of its decision making. And definitely Nikol Pashinyan lost everything. If previous governments still have the cooperation with EU, cooperation with NATO and everything, with the Nikol Pashinyan policy, we lost any other alternative with the international community.
Tevan Pogosyan, thank you so much for joining us on radio this evening, and have yourself a good rest of your night. Thank you for your insights on Armenia and the current issues the country is facing.
Thank you very much and have a good day.